My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin gets the video chat with Mavis Mills, who is Joe Curry's a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's scammer. So listen and enjoy.
There's a guy looking over your shoulder in a red shirt. He's very intent on what you have on the screen. Do you know there's a guy looking at you?
Do you have video of this?
He's sitting right over your shoulder. Do you hear me? Looking back at your screen. What a little creep.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to turn around. Was that the tech? Or just somebody who's nosy? Or do you know him? I just see the little pencil moving. I don't see any words coming up. So what do I want to know? I really wanted to hear your voice and do this, but I suppose we can do it this way. What do I want to know about you? All right. Is there anybody with you? Are you all alone? Are any of these guys with you? Can you still hear me? I'm not sure if you're hearing me. Oh, there's a guy. Maybe he's going to help you now. Is that the tech?
Yeah, right. Pulling teeth.
Okay. Is that the tech right next to you?
That's good.
On the phone?
Yeah,
looking at the screen?
Yeah.
I can hear him. Talk, Mavis. You can hear me? Yes? Okay. I can hear you. Yes. I can hear you. The volume on the mic.
I'm hoping somewhere with all these people that listen to the show.
Yeah.
That maybe somebody knows Ghanaian. Or know somebody who knows Ghanaian.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of Ghanaian going on in the background, a lot of people talking.
Right.
I don't know what it means. It could be like they're actually talking about the scam.
Right.
You know, like, oh, we got him now, and they know I don't know the language.
Right.
Or it could be, you know, completely, you know, superfluous. Stuff that has nothing to do with me.
True.
So that's why you're going to hear the song and go, what the hell we listen to? That's why there's a lot in this thing.
Yeah. Also, while we listen for what I'm listening to is somebody feeding lines. Even if it's
right.
Also, well, it's in a different language, but the cadence would be the same regardless of language
if
you're feeding somebody lines.
That's another reason why I left a lot of this. All right, here we go.
They want to know if she's hacking up a hairball during this conversation.
I don't understand.
Because that's what it sounds like.
Do you want me to get her on Skype now to answer you?
No, they're just
worry about what you're going to be hacking up after the horrible things you eat, those of
you know, like Tom said, and we have audio. I'm a man of my word. Davin, Joe, see you on the 6th.
Yeah, babe.
Now we have a reason to go to Battle Creek, Joe.
Mark Gain is, and I am a woman of my word. I'll see you on the 1st.
And I know Pip Helix will use that money towards what I told her to.
Absolutely.
And I know Godelay, when Godelay listens, because he always catches the replay.
Yeah.
Godelay, I know you are a man of your word.
Yes.
Enjoy the Scotch bonnet again, sir. And we continue.
Hello. All right, you know how to use it. She doesn't know how to use it.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey. Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. Talking to my
microphone.
Say something. What's the name of your daughter? I need you to say it so I can make sure I can hear you.
Bariki,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard that very low. Can you hear me? Yes, you can hear me. Okay. All right. So I'm going to start asking you questions because I want to know some things about you and what you've been up to and what my girlfriend has been up to. Okay?
Okay.
How did you meet Belinda?
Notice, she repeated that question.
Yeah.
So the question is, did she repeat it for the Ghanaian guy right there?
Right.
For him to hear better. I don't know. But or you know what? Sometimes you repeat things if you're not sure of it and everything to answer.
Right.
So it doesn't mean she's guilty. Just something to note.
No, she's taping it for her radio show.
I hope she has much success and does better than we have.
She has more sponsors.
I hope she gets along. I'm sure she does. I hope she gets along better with these anti-scamming sites than I have.
Yeah.
probably be more welcome.
Yeah, probably. Probably more trusted.
She and the bear are like this.
Yes. She and Winnie the Pooh are tight.
Funny. Funny.
That's good stuff. And back to us.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, this is so awkward with the technology.
Yeah.
Do you think that they purposely make it sound like they're having a problem with the Skype account?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's really hard to judge. I don't have enough experience talking to Ghanaians in Ghana.
I mean, if somebody said, oh, I got a mic, yeah, I could get the Skype up right now. And if people that do the scamming, they're up on their technology.
Well, I don't know, Joe. I mean, you know, we think you're going to be up with your technology, and you've had issues like forgetting to turn on the mic properly, and you do this every week. How do I know? How do I know what's purposeful spite on your part or theirs? And what is just ineptitude. I don't know.
There's a learning curve. I mean, you brought up the fact that me. I mean, the mic is a dumb thing, but just in the fact what I'm doing with the computer, what she's doing with the computer right now, there's a learning curve that you get over. Now, if you're doing this and this is your job, you would have that knock.
She has 8, including myself, Skype contacts.
Right.
Belinda had me and somebody else, so I don't know what that was about.
All right, so well, Belinda, maybe we give her a pass, but
she seems to be fine with the Skype. It just seems to be a microphone issue.
Yeah, but
microphone issue, but type. Now she can type, but type. A proof of her being there, but maybe giving the illusion of technical problems where the questions you are asking.
Well, you got to remember. She's also writing responses to me, so I have the written transcript.
Oh, the transcript. All right, playbacks. You know.
Yeah, if there's anything you miss, I mean, we're not going to get to it.
But what I'm saying, are the answers concise? Are they what you're looking for? Yeah, or the gibberish? Or?
Well, I repeat what she says, because I know there's going to be a show with this. Mm-hmm. so when she types something, I repeat it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the only thing that you could really do in this instance.
Right.
It's just, it's really difficult to know when they're speaking in their own language.
Well, that's why I'm playing. Yeah. Hopefully somebody out there. You know, when we get that big budget we're looking for, we'll bring this to the FBI. And they'll tell us they were talking about ordering lunch.
You know, literally, when I was at the deli this afternoon, there's a guy walked up and he wanted to buy a phone card. And he said that he had to call Ghana with
it. He's talking to his girl.
I should have got his number so that he could help us out.
You should have handed him the card and go, listen, before you make that payment.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.